there. My name is Yemisi, and you're listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech Empowered is about the story of how technology is changing the lives of young people in Africa and across the world. These are real stories from real people who have all been tech empowered. Anytime you wake up is your morning. That's an African proverb, which roughly translates into the fact that you can reinvent yourself at any point in your life. You're welcome to the second episode of this podcast, and today we'll be hearing inspiring stories of some beneficiaries of the Women Texas program. These women took a leap of faith, they faced their fears, and transformed their lives. So we'll be sharing their stories, sharing their journey into tech, the transformation they've experienced, how they scaled through it all, and the difference they've experienced since joining the program. These stories prove that with courage and the right opportunities, anyone can overcome challenges and rewrite their future. All right, so sit back, grab a glass of juice or a cup of tea or coffee or whatever it is you enjoy at this time of day, and let's dive in. But wait, before we get started, it's important to let you know that the applications for the Women Texas Bootcamp Cohort 4.0 is currently ongoing. So if you're a woman across Africa looking to take your career in tech to the next level, this opportunity is for you, and this could be your moment. So apply today, and maybe your story will be the next one we share on this podcast. So you can check our social media pages to apply. The links are all over our social media pages. And the deadline for this application is February 23rd, 2025. So if you're listening to this now, before then, please take this opportunity. All right, let's jump in. Today, we'll start with the story of Tolu Lokpe. Tolu Lokpe is a graduate of Pure and Applied Science who finished her NYC and was determined not to return home without something tangible or a good plan. This is the story of literally every young person in Nigeria or in Africa, where you're done with school and then you are trying to think about what's next, right? And with little or no knowledge in product design, she applied for the Women Texas Fellowship, the class of 2022. This was actually our first Women Texas Fellowship. And then she got selected for product design. And that singular decision changed and transformed her life. So from being clueless about what product design meant, she landed an internship at Sterling Bank, and soon after she was retained as the product designer. What a transformative journey she had. And also, while she was in the program, she mentioned how, you know, she had to miss classes because of family emergencies that she had to attend to. And then was her mom who actually encouraged her to continue with the classes. And then she was able to overcome all of that. And she battled a lot of self-doubt, but she was able to overcome that and keep moving. Her story is proof that growth starts with a single leap of faith, and the right opportunity at the right time, even when the future seems uncertain, can be a game changer. All right, so in Tolu Lokpe's words, the journey wasn't smooth sailing. I missed classes, felt overwhelmed, and doubted my abilities. But I reminded myself of the promise I made to learn and land a job within that year. The process of learning something new can be disruptive, but also very rewarding. It increases your capacity to learn something new and be good at it. I decided to push through, and in the end, it was worth it. I was able to land an internship with Sterling Bank, and from there, I was retained as a product designer. My story is a testament that it's okay to be uncertain, but it's not okay to stay stuck. If you found Tolu Lokpe's story inspiring, subscribe to our podcast and listen to our weekly episodes. All right, so next up, we have Chinemeriam Aneke, who also shared a story about her transformation. Chinemerim was a part of the Women Texas class of 2024, which just ended last year. And she was in the software development track. The interesting thing about Chinemerim story was she was enrolled in the fellowship while she was in her final year. So she had exams, she had projects, so she had all of these responsibilities in school that she needed to juggle alongside the training, right? She even had to take her laptop to school, to the classes, so that she would sort of like not miss out on the classes. And that's a lot of work. And I'm sure that she had like late nights, just exhaustion and stress, but she was able to scale through. And one thing that she emphasized in her journey is that whatever you're doing, you need discipline, dedication, and determination. You know, there were days when giving up seemed like an option, but the support from her friends, classmates, and her facilitator kept her going. In her words, Chinemerim said, "I've been through a lot of boot camps already. I said, I'm tired of doing tasks without getting paid. When will I get my first job?" And many of us have thought this way, and many are still in the same thinking phase. As an undergraduate in 2023, I met a friend in class, and after our conversation, we vowed to start applying for jobs and quit applying for boot camps. Little did we know that learning never ends. In 2024, I got into the Women Texas Fellowship, where my eyes were open to the many things I still needed to learn. Learning doesn't stop. Whether you're at the top or still seeking your first job, you keep learning. Looking back at my journey, I can proudly say I'm amazed by the growth I have achieved. Indeed, learning never ends. And there's no challenge that is too big when you're committed to growth and you're ready to change your story. You can always do that. And this helped her to actually get an internship before the fellowship ended. On to our next story. We'll be talking about Damilola David. Damilola David was engrossed in her second degree in chemical engineering, writing papers, but out of curiosity, she decided to enroll in the WTF product management track, which was completely different from what she was doing. And that single decision changed everything. From there, Damilola landed an internship at System Specs. And 6 months in, that internship became a full-time role. And she began working on various products. Damilola's story is proof that career paths are rarely linear, and sometimes taking that leap of faith, whether into a new skill, a boot camp, or an unexpected opportunity, can open doors you never imagined. In Damilola's words, "If you had told me a few years ago that I would be leading the development of a global freelancer marketplace, I might have laughed. Not because I didn't believe in myself, but because at the time, I was deep into my second degree in chemical engineering, writing papers, and far from the world of product. But life has a way of surprising us. In 2021, my curiosity and honestly lack of a job led me to enroll in the Women Texas Fellowship by Tech for Dev. That decision changed everything." Damilola's story is proof that taking a leap of faith, whether into a new skill, can open you up to opportunities that you never even knew existed. Yeah. From being a graduate of chemical engineering to becoming a product manager, mentoring two interns who are now also product managers, is nothing short of amazing. Her story is indeed inspiring. So, to anyone listening, wondering if they should start that course, so if you're wondering, what do I do? How do I begin? How can I rewrite my story? Apply for that program. Learn that skill. Find out what you need to do to make that career switch, because you never know where it might lead. And we are looking at bringing in these ladies, Tolulope, Damilola, and Chinemerim, on the podcast to share their stories with you live. that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on this second edition of Tech Empowered. Follow us, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you found this episode inspiring. We hope you found the stories of Tolulokpe, Chinemerem, and Damilola as inspiring as we did. And a special thank you to them for actually sharing their stories with us. And to all of you listening, we appreciate you for being part of this journey. So take a moment to share this podcast with someone. And like I said earlier, the Women Texas Bootcamp 4.0 is open. If you would like to take that opportunity, now is the time. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries and believing in your potential. I remain your humble host, Yemisi. Bye for now.